Podcast Fresh.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Gaming Asylum. I am your host, Ryan Mello, aka Acapello. And today I felt like talking about something that used to be really important to me, but, you know, these days, not so much. I guess what triggered this was about a month ago we got that Pokemon Presents, and they really showed a whole lot of nothing. And it really just, for some reason, like, I'll watch these Pokemon presentations and think nothing of it, but like after that one happened, I kind of like felt a sort of way, and I was like, I gotta like reflect on this, like, why do I feel the way I'm feeling? And I think it's just because, like, me and the Pokemon series have had such a long, you know, relationship, I guess you could call it, in the history that I've been alive, and it's been, you know, concepted. So I thought it would be cool to get on here, maybe talk a little bit about my history with it and how I feel about it these days. Because I feel like it's missing something. It's missing something, and I want to talk about what it's missing. Before we begin, I just want to say, follow our Instagram at Podcast Fresh, our Twitter at Podcast Fresh TO, our email us at podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. And of course, follow myself on Instagram at official_acapello and my co-host at Torres Unlimited. All right. So I guess first we'll just go over what the Pokemon presented. They started off with like this video of Pikachu running around with a bunch of unknown, which if you don't know what the unknown are, I'll try to like, you know, I'm assuming people that listen to this know Pokemon, but I'll try my best to rope you casuals in. They're Pokemon that look like letters. So there's just a ton of Pokemon that look like letters. And he's running around. Now, the unknown were pretty big in the Johto generation, which was Generation 2. And that is a generation I'm a fan of. So to see them kind of be sprinkled all over this presentation, I was kind of like, it was intriguing. I was like, okay, cool. Like, maybe we're getting some kind of Johto callback. I don't know. But what did they announce here? I mean, they announced some stuff for Pokemon Sleep, Pokemon Unite, and the Pokemon Cafe remix. So just a bunch of free-to-play games. That's fine. They announced something that was actually pretty cool, though. They did announce the Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket, which is basically you open up Pokemon cards on your phone, and I guess you do something with them. You battle with them or something. I don't know. They didn't really show much besides the fact that you could just open these cards on your phone, and just opening cards is addicting nowadays, right? Like, I feel like if you grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s, there's a sense of opening card packs that just, you know, you just don't know what you're gonna get, and it's exciting. And people have made careers on YouTube of just unboxing cards, right? Whether it's Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the Gathering, whatever, like, people do that. So obviously this is catering to that addiction. And then at the very end, they announced Pokemon Legends ZA, which honestly came out of nowhere to a lot of people. Really took them by surprise because, you know, Pokemon Legends Arceus was about 2 years ago at this point, and that did really well. People liked that game. And to get another Legends game announced like that so soon, I don't know, I feel like it was kind of unexpected. So, yeah, that's pretty much all we got from the Pokemon Presents. Like, it didn't do much. It didn't say much. I think they did it because it was Pokemon Day, and that was it. So, I don't know. This all happened. And, of course, I was left disappointed because there was no Johto callback. So, the unknown were just there just to be there. That's really strange. But I guess we should just dive into the personal timeline here for me and Pokemon. So, Christmas 1998, I remember this. I was 3 years old. Like, believe it or not, I remember this. It's, like, one of the best memories I have. Pokemon was, like, taking the world by storm at that point. And I remember me and my cousins, we were, like, so into the anime. So then, when Christmas rolled around and we all opened our presents, we each got Pokemon card starter sets. So those big boxes with the cards and stuff. And inside was also a Game Boy Color, and I got a copy of Pokemon Red along with it. my Game Boy Color was yellow, and it's still kicking to this day. Just, it doesn't work. The sound doesn't work. So, but if you use headphones, it will work. But it's on the shelf over there next to me. But yeah, so that was like, you know, that was hype. Like, just having your cousins all in on it, and like, you know, we eventually got link cables and tried to get all the Pokemon. Like, it's really nice. It was really nice. Just, you know, it was just a nice time. It was just like, you know, you're just a kid. This is your world at this point. You don't really care about anything else. So I think I've said it before. I think I said it actually in the Akira Toriyama episode, but Pokemon was my first thing. Like, it was the first thing I got addicted and obsessed with. Like, it wasn't the first game I played. It wasn't the first, like, show I watched, but it was definitely the first thing I got into. So, you know, having the cards now, having the game now, watching the anime, like, I thought it was like heaven, right? Like, it was just an addiction that continued strong. And then in the year 2000, 2 years later, Pokemon Stadium, I don't know if it released in 2000, but I did get it in the year 2000, and that blew my goddamn mind. Like, seeing 3D renderings of the Pokemon, and like, you could actually battle with them, it was just something that, like, I could not comprehend was real. And I just want to say, I did not beat Pokemon Red. Like, I was three, I couldn't read, like, you know what I mean? Like, this was just like, I'm trying my best here. I like that it's Pokemon. I could identify that it's Pokemon, but like, I'm really getting nowhere in this game for a few years. So when Pokemon Stadium came out, it's instantly better to me because like, I see more, I can do more. At this point, I understand more. And it was just like a great game to just, you know, spend so much time on. Like, I remember doing what's that thing called? The Battle League thing gimmick where you go through the tower. I think it's Pokemon Tower, is that what it is? I don't remember. But basically the only campaign mode of the game where you like challenge a bunch of gym leaders and try to make it to the end, man. I remember just spending so much time trying to just beat that. And then they had mini games, which mini games are just damn, those mini games are so awesome. People love Pokemon Stadium 2 mini games, but honestly I think the first game has better mini games. I don't know. It might be nostalgia talking, but I think those games are just classic. They're funny. So yeah, like, just spending all my time on Pokemon Stadium, and then eventually I did go back to Red and played Red because at this point I knew how to read a little better. And I finally understood what a Pokemon game was, and you know, like a real Pokemon game. And I remember beating that and just being super, super like happy with it, right? Like, I wanted to get Blue too, but of course my parents didn't really want me to get Blue because I already had Red. But then when 2001 rolled around, oh boy, the next generation was here. The anime had leveled up because now they're showing Gen 2. Ash Ketchum is in a completely new world. I'm seeing all these Pokemon. They look so cool to me. To me, they're just as good as the Gen 1 designs. And like, I'm just watching this thing and I'm like, holy crap. And then sure enough, they air a commercial for Pokemon Gold and Silver coming out for the Game Boy. And I'm just like, god damn it, I need that. Now, usually, like, especially like in my era, like if you're born in like the 90s and the 80s, like, you don't have video games every week or every month, or, you know, none of that. It's like you get like two or three games a year and you stretch those out as much as you can. So I was not going to get Pokemon Gold or Silver until some kind of occasion, right? Like, whether it was my birthday or Christmas. So by the time I could get the game, Crystal had come out. So Pokemon Crystal in 2001 was what I got for Christmas, and god damn it, it blew my damn mind. Like, I love the introduction. It was no longer like a Nidoran fighting a Gengar or whatever it was. Now it's like Suicune running through this forest. There's this weird like aura of mystery to the game now. The story is so much more in-depth. There's like more Pokemon that you could get. It was just cool. It had such a good vibe, man. The music was awesome. Just full of tunes that I would be humming all the time, right? And that cartridge, that like crystal blue cartridge, it was, goddamn, it was so good. So I remember getting that. that pretty much took up my 2002, I'm pretty sure. I think that's all I played for a whole year, probably. I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure I got other stuff. But I remember just being addicted to my Game Boy for Pokemon Crystal. And then, you know, you beat the game. And then it blew my mind again once I found out that I could go back to Kanto, back to Gen 1. You could just... There's a whole nother game in there. So to me, you know, Gen 2 will always be my favorite. You could say I'm biased to the nostalgia and all that. Like, whatever. I don't care. Gen 2 just delivered so much to me. Like, having basically two regions in one and, like, just a really cool story, really good Pokemon designs. I didn't care, you know? Like, I don't care to this day. To me... When you mention Gen 1 or Gen 2, specifically Gen 2, I will look. My ears will perk up. That's why these unknowns got me super, you know, disappointed in the direct, in the Pokemon Presents, but whatever. And then, that's the last thing with this, was I started to kind of get into, like, other things around this time. And, you know, Dragon Ball being one of them, for sure. Just to connect it back to that episode, but... I kind of went on a bit of a, like I didn't care for Gen 3. I really didn't. I don't know why. I think I didn't like the designs. I think at this point I was just kind of like catching on to the fact that these games will always be the same, you know? So I kind of skipped out on it. But then in 2004, for the Nintendo GameCube, we got Pokemon Colosseum, which to me is like my favorite console Pokemon to this day. I think that game has such a, like, a swagger to it. It was so unique. It felt like, it felt adult to me, like, looking back, like, being, like, from a kid's perspective, it felt really, like, more mature than normal. Like, you had this guy that blew up this criminal base, and, like, he stole something from them, and he gets out, takes his hover bike, and, like, speeds off with his, you know, Espeon and Umbreon in the side seat. Like, what the hell is this? Like, what kind of opening was this? You're not used to this. You're used to... You're a kid, what are you, a boy or girl? Oh, I'm the professor, there's a world out there full of Pokemon, go discover them, go, you're 10 years old, but deal with it. Like, that's what I'm, like, accustomed to at that point. So, Colosseum just kind of, like, damn, man, I remember the first time I saw it, too. It was, like, I went to a birthday party, and my friend got it for his birthday, and then we played it after. Well, I watched, I didn't play it, but he was playing it after, and I'm, like, blown away by the visuals. The music, I remember, was such a, I don't know, like, a lasting thing for me. The Pokemon were, like, cool again to me, like, even though they were, like, Gen 3. Maybe, is it Gen 3 or Gen 4? I think it's Gen 3. Or is it a bridge? I forget. Don't crucify me. But yeah, I ended up liking the designs. You know, Blaziken was badass. I ended up liking Blaziken. And then when I found out that the first major Pokemon that you can get are the Gen 2 Pokemon, I was like, damn, I need my Typhlosion. Give me my damn Typhlosion. So, that was like, I went home that day and I told my parents, like, look, for my birthday, like, I want Pokemon Colosseum, which I know my birthday was literally 2 weeks after his, so I got the game pretty quickly. And yeah, again, back into Pokemon. I got engulfed back into Pokemon because of that. And then around this time also, the movie Pokemon Forever, I think, was coming out, and that was, like, such a good Pokemon movie. Honestly, like, I would watch it now. It was awesome. Those Pokemon movies back in the day were great. So yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of Colosseum. Colosseum was different in premise. Like, you played as the character that, like, blew up the criminal base and stuff, but, like, you're kind of on a mission to stop this organization that are catching Pokemon and, like, turning them into shadow versions. So they're acting out and, like, turning against humans and stuff. And you're supposed to catch these Pokemon from other trainers, which is, like, you know, illegal up until this point. Like, you never did that. It was frowned upon as hell. But here in this game, it's like, no, you gotta steal the shadow Pokemon away from these dudes, or from anyone, really, because they would sell the shadow Pokemon to other people, like normal people. And you would have to use them in your party until they got normal. And then you'd purify them once they were ready for purification, and they'd become normal. And there was 48 Pokemon in the game that you had to do that to. And if you did that, and then do like a 100 battle gauntlet, you would get Ho-Oh at the end. And Ho-Oh, to me, was the coolest Pokemon when I was a kid. I thought it was the most badass looking bird that I've ever seen. So I definitely went out of my way and grinded for that. And yeah, I don't know, Colosseum, it was like, you know, you had this map system and you could explore so many areas there, and like, it just felt so grungy and like awesome. Like, I don't know, the characters to me also like were cool. Like, they had cool designs. A lot of them, like the evil guys looked evil. It wasn't like Team Rocket. Like, these guys looked like real pieces of work. So I think it's just, it was an awesome game. I never really cared much for the sequel, Pokemon Colosseum XD, or no, Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness, that's what it was. The coolest thing about that one was basically they advertised that there was a Shadow Lugia. They, of course, put Shadow Lugia on the cover. But I didn't like the fact that, like, you're back to playing as a 10-year-old pretty much, and like, it was the same kind of areas with like some tweaks, but it was the same kind of thing, so I was kind of like, eh, whatever. Colosseum was like good enough for me. And then, yeah, that was 2004. I was 9 years old, and at that point, after that, I entered the hiatus. I didn't touch Pokemon for a very long time. And when I say a really long time, I mean I wouldn't touch Pokemon until 9 years later. So, 2013. Just graduated high school. Don't know what I'm doing with my life. Decide to take a year off and just kind of work and make money. With money came the realization that I could spend it on stuff, because, you know, at that point, that's all I really got to do. Like, what else? Like, of course I was good with, like, you know, I paid my bills and stuff, but what bills did I really have? My phone? I had my phone bill, and that was it. I didn't even have a car yet. So 2013 rolls around, I'm about 18 years old, so I get this, you know, start getting some money coming in. I decide to venture back into gaming. So it's funny that, in a weird way, Pokemon got me into gaming twice. I didn't ever think of that until now, but yeah. In 2013, I decided to start spending. I remember I bought a Wii U. I had no idea how much of a failure that thing was going to be. But at the time, I was like, cool, this is the latest Nintendo thing, I'm going to get it. And then I got a 3DS. And then I just started buying some games for it. And then eventually, I decided to look up where Pokemon was, and Pokemon X and Y were the ones that were out, you know, the newest ones at the time. And they were for the 3DS. I remember looking this up, and I was like, damn, we have come a long way. 3D visuals, it looked like third person. It looked like the story had a lot more to offer. I loved the locations. The Pokemon, again, looked pretty cool. I was like, yo, I gotta try this. So I ended up getting Pokemon Y, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was honestly a really good game, better than I expected. I honestly thought it would just be more of the same, which it kind of was in a way, but I think it did enough different that I was actually like, wow, okay, this is actually pretty cool. Which, just to tie it into the Pokemon Presents, when they showed Pokemon ZA, they're doing it in the Unova region. Or is it the Unova region? What region is it? I'm a lapsed Pokemon fan. Might be in the Unova region, but they're doing Lumio City, which Lumio City is a location in Pokemon Y. So, which is interesting, because it's like, how do you make a Legends game just around the city? Like, I'm actually kind of interested in that. I feel like this one's going to go more futuristic rather than, like, the opposite that the other one did. Yeah, I'll talk about Legends in a bit. But, yeah, Pokemon Y really did surprise me. I was actually really happy with it. I ended up getting Pokemon X, played through that one, even though it was essentially the same game. And I thought I was hooked on Pokemon again. I was on, and there was no getting off that train. 2014 hits. They do the Pokemon Sapphire and Ruby remakes. I think it's a perfect time for me to get those, because I didn't play the Gen 3 games, even though I probably should have, because they were still good. So I ended up getting Pokemon Alpha Sapphire. I loved it. I honestly should make an effort and go back and get the Game Boy Advance game and play through that, you know, properly. But yeah, I loved Alpha Sapphire. I really enjoyed it. And then 2 years later, they release, or I at least, I, again, I, release dates are kind of murky to me, but in 2016, I picked up Pokemon Moon. And I was excited for this one because it looked different. It was in a new location. And it was like it was the follow-up essentially to Y, because Sapphire and Ruby were remakes. So I picked it up, And I don't know if it was the Alolan regions, not the Alolan, but the Alolan forms. I don't know if like they just kind of made it, they extended it in a way that I wasn't a fan of. Like, I personally don't like that the Pokemon have different looks now, like different forms. I know I'm probably in the minority with that, but I don't know. It just made things harder to keep track, I guess. I don't know. But all I remember was my interest was quickly fading with Pokemon Moon. I think I played half of it and put it down, which I think I would never do, even in the slightest, because I think if I liked something, I will see it through to the end, no matter how much of a task or a chore it turns out being. So I ended up just putting it down, and I never went back to this day. So I was kind of done with Pokemon again. I think I literally felt it fade. I was like, okay, it's not for me. I'm glad I came back. I'm glad I can see where it is. And in my head, I literally thought, like, I'll be back again once there's another significant jump. Because, you know, the first jump really impressed me. And I just want to say at this point, as you know, today, speaking about it, I know I missed some heavy hitters like Black and White. Like, I hear Black and White has the best story. Diamond and Pearl, you know. I didn't even get the remakes on Switch because Pokemon has pretty much burned me at this point. But from what I hear, I shouldn't even bother with the remakes. I should try to get the, I should try to play at least the original versions. And if I ever have the opportunity to do so, I probably will. Especially Black and White. I'm really interested in Black and White. But yeah, to me, at the time, those just looked like spruced up Game Boy games, and I just didn't care, because again, I kind of understood the formula. Like, I just wanted to play other things at that point. So that brings us to 2018, the Switch is out, it's a year in, and they decide to drop the Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu games, which are basically remakes of the Gen 1 games, but in the style, or at least borrowed elements from Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go at this point was the one thing I was continuously playing, just because all my friends were playing it, so it was kind of just fun to keep up. So when I saw that they were doing this, I had questions, but I dived in because, again, Gen 1, I grew up with that. That's my jam. I'm gonna try it. Again, back to loving Pokemon. To me, that was the greatest thing ever. I didn't mind that it was more simple. I didn't care. I love that they made that Game Boy game, that Pokemon Red that I played in 98. Literally 20 years later, they spruced it up and made it so goddamn beautiful. And like, the music was just awesome. The whole game was gorgeous. Like, I loved the way it looked. I didn't care how simple they made it. It just felt good to play, and it was very satisfying. So I eventually got that. I remember I even got the gimmick with the Pokeball controller that you, like, put a Pokemon in it, take it for walks, and it levels up or whatever. I don't know. I don't think I ever took it for walks, but I had the ball. So yeah, I love that. Honestly, I loved Let's Go Eevee. 2019 rolls around. They release Pokemon Sword and Shield, the next in the mainline series, and you probably think I'm not going to like it, but I actually did like it. I liked Pokemon Sword a lot. That's the one I got. Again, that was like the next step. That was like, there was an open zone. It was almost open world, but it was an open zone, and it was huge, and you could just bike around and just, you know, the Pokemon. Something that Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu started was they would show the Pokemon in the overworld. It was no longer random battles, and they continued this trend in Sword and Shield. And I really liked that. Honestly, it was the most, like, realistic Pokemon game that they had put out, like, yet, right? Like, it was like, this is legit. This is what I like. I spent so much time, man. I think I spent about 80 to 100 hours, anywhere between that. Like, I was definitely addicted to Sword and Shield. I didn't love it like I did Eevee and Pikachu, but I liked it enough where I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm definitely going to follow the series again. I'm going to play this to, you know, my heart's content. And whatever comes out after this, I'm definitely going to give it a try. So that happens. And then Pokemon Legends Arceus in 2022 drops. This, at this point, I'm super hyped. I'm coming off of Breath of the Wild. I'm coming off of, like, you know, the one of the craziest experiences ever with that game. Like, it just really broadened, like, the way I thought about games and what they can be, and like what open world games can be in general. So when I see these trailers for Pokemon Legends Arceus and like the way it's like you are gonna go into this open world and catch Pokemon, you literally control the player, and there's gonna be mechanics to dodge and roll and throw the ball, and then you command your Pokemon in battle. Like, it was like a dream come true. Like, that was, you wanted to be Ash Ketchum, and that was as close as it was at that point. And I remember being super, super into it. So I picked it up, and I will always say that it's a great idea, and there's a lot going for it, but for whatever reason, whether it was execution, the style, the graphics, the music, something about it that I can't even explain exactly what it is, did not keep me in the game for too long. I remember playing about 20 to 30 hours, and I just felt like there wasn't enough there for me. I just feel like it wasn't my game. So I ended up leaving it. I put it down. And meanwhile, all these like other people that are reviewing this game, talking about this game, love this game. And I am just kind of there, not really understanding what I'm missing, right? So that kind of sucked. But I didn't let it, you know, tear me down too much. I waited for the next games, which were going to come out in the same year. Or maybe the next year, I forget, but Pokemon Scarlet and Violet dropped, and they really teased that it was open world, that it was like, you know, it was the most open you could get at this point, more open than Arceus. They were shaking things up with the story, they were giving you the legendaries first, which was insane. Again, good ideas, but at this point, mixing it with going to school again, you know, and not even like the story itself is whatever. Like, I don't expect much from a Pokemon story, but the game that was riddled with bugs and glitches and poor frame rate and performance issues and just a bunch of crap, a bunch of clipping through the graphics, through the ground, through the walls, like characters just starting to spaz out for no reason. I could not take it. It was literally like, yo, Game Freak has enough money, and Nintendo and the Pokemon Company, they all have enough money to give me something way better than this. So I accepted it at that point that the series was no longer for me. I feel like I was just like not its target anymore, which is understandable. You always want to target kids. But I feel like with video games, the inception of it started when I was a kid. Well, a little before that, but I think modern video games started when I was a kid. And I feel like you need to always kind of cater to those that were there in the beginning. Like, Super Mario caters to kids, but it also caters to adults. So it's like, I feel like I was missing that with Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. I just feel like it wasn't for me anymore. And I kind of made my peace with it. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm out, you know? And going forward, like, I don't want to, like, say that I'm never going to touch a Pokemon game again or anything like that. Like, it's just, when I see things like Pokemon Legends ZA, yes, I'm intrigued because it's in Lumio City, and I liked Pokemon Y. But I was also intrigued by Arceus, and it burned me, right? Like, I didn't like it. And I was also intrigued by Scarlet and Violet, and I got burned, and I didn't like it. So it's like, moving forward with Pokemon Legends ZA, I feel like I'm really gonna just hunker down and watch some reviews. I don't like to do that too much when there's a game I'm really into, because I wanna go in like as spoiler free as possible. Like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, I watched one review and that was it, and even then I was like, I wish I didn't watch it. But yeah, I feel like I'm gonna have to do that with Pokemon going forward, because I feel like there is something for me there still. I feel like they could still bring me back in. Like, if you announce Let's Go Johto for Gen 2, I'm back. Trust me, I'm back as hell. But, like, continuing the way they're continuing, I don't know, man. Like, all these free-to-play games are not for me. Pokemon Legends, the first one didn't do it for me. I'm not going to completely write it off. I'll probably give the second one a chance if I like what I see. But, again, it's not like I'm holding my breath for it anymore. I'm kind of done, in a way, right? I even tried Pokemon Snap. And although I liked it, again, it's like, whatever. You know, there's just nothing, like, the passion isn't there anymore for this. And it's kind of heartbreaking because this was the one thing that I ever got into. And I can't even really look back on it fondly because the new things that are coming out for it are completely ruining it for me. Like, I honestly can't stand the new Pokemon stuff. I can't. So when I see that they're trying to, like, tease Johto and tease Y, it's like, okay, you got my attention again, but, like, do I trust you guys? Am I gonna have the trust to just jump in and see how I'm gonna get burned this time or not? Like, I don't know. It's a heartbreaking story. It's a story full of pain, betrayal, resentment. Nah, I'm just messing around. You know, you fall out of things, and Pokemon's something I fell out of, I think, a long time ago, whether I realized it in 2013 or not. But we'll see what happens, man. Pokemon's always going to have its fans. There's a cult following like no other. It is literally the highest grossing thing in the world. Which brings me to say, we deserve better. We deserve better than Scarlet and Violet. We deserve better than these stupid mobile games. We deserve better than a lot of the things that they're doing. Because to me, Game Freak, Pokemon Company, they're doing the absolute minimum sometimes when it comes to, like, delivering a project. I liked that Power World came out and, like, rocked the fan base. Because for a split second, they showed us what Pokemon can be. What other things you could do when it comes to humans and creatures living together. Like, or coinciding together in the world. Like, there's so much more that Pokemon can do. And instead, they just keep recycling what happened in Pokemon Red. And just adding little things each time. So, I like that there's no Pokemon games coming out this year. Allegedly. Right? They didn't announce anything for this year as of now. I really hope they take their time with the next thing. I hope that they learn from their mistakes. I hope that they realize some things. And they come back stronger than ever. And maybe they could get me back in. All right, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of The Gaming Asylum. I have been your host, Ryan Mello, aka Acapello. Before I go, I just want to say thank you guys for downloading all the shows. Everything's been going really well. You know, there's a new cafe out right now, episode 85, where we talk about the Final Fantasy 16 DLC, the Wonka movie. What else goes on in there? We talk about, Chris kind of goes off a little bit on Resident Evil 9 and the prospect of it being open world. And that was an interesting conversation. So definitely check that out. Yeah, so the cafe, you know, that drops every 2 weeks. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, there's going to be a new episode of that coming out soon. We just finished up season 5. Very excited about that. And yeah, guys, plenty more episodes to come from the Podcast Fresh Network. Before I go, just a reminder, follow us on Instagram at Podcast Fresh. Follow us on Twitter at Podcast Fresh TO. Email us at podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. And follow Chris Torres, my usual co-host on the other shows, at Torres Unlimited, and follow myself at official_Acapella. All right, guys. Thank you guys for downloading the show. Have a good night. Peace out. Podcast Fresh.